We are here, and we being Mike Larson and Kendra Kotick, and we are carrying on today with all the basketball games that are on tap for the Raven invite. Thank you, Raven Air, for sponsoring such a thing. We've got teams from literally all over the state in a way, because we have a team from Minto, which we'll talk about here later on, that's here to participate. They played the Dillingham Varsities last night. We have had some JV games on tap this morning. The two Dillingham JV teams are playing this morning. We just had a girls game, Sandpoint Varsity against Dillingham JV girls, and now it's the boys' turn to do the same. And Kendra's making a list of the names of the Dillingham JV boys. I don't have it just yet, and I don't know all these kids' names anymore, especially the ones that have bleached their hair.
They're wrestlers. They do that every year at the state. That's kind of cool, yeah.
Yeah, that throws me off. Mason,
everyone
I think,
looks the same.
In the middle there, that lost the handle on the pass. We're in play. And when you get a minute, throw me some names over there. Dillingham's got the first possession as we're just underway. Ball goes into the middle, and it's stolen away. Dillingham turnover as Joe Mark Miranda was able to take it and go coast to coast. Hand it to Boston March, the freshman. He's a post player, and he laid it in with the left hand. So Sandpoint scored first, and they're on the board with a big two. And here's Dillingham again with the ball. I'm going to have a few names here. Joshua Young's got it on the left-hand side. He'll give it to Darius Tilden. Darius looks to me like he's lost a lot of weight since the last time I saw him. I didn't recognize him.
Darius there.
Ball being passed around. Savo's got it. He took a shot. No good. Zach Colby tried to hustle and get it, but it's pulled away by Miranda. He goes coast to coast, misses a layup, and Savo's got it. He'll try to bring it back the other way. Puts up the left-handed shot, misses it. Tilden up, no good. Finally pulled away by Cumberledge.
Was Miranda able to get those first 2 points on the board there for the year?
Yeah, he was the culprit. Wide open Miranda. Again, he's got it right in the middle there. Actually, that's Cumberledge. He'll drive and lay it in. Nope. All alone, and he missed it. Yeah. He knuckleballed that from right underneath the basket. That's not like him. He's a capable scorer. Ball's loose on the other end. Bad entry pass. Sandpoint comes away with it. We've only had 1 minute go by on the clock to get this game started. Well, Sandpoint had it inside with March. That's how they scored their first basket. It was March that got it. Now,
oh, gotcha.
My recall's coming back. He had it in the same position, and he made it again, but he traveled, so it took it away from him. 2-0. March is the only guy that has scored, and so there's not too much on the board yet. Dillingham's going to try to – Hilden's got it outside. They're going to try to get a good quality shot here. And ball goes up. That is, I lost my roster again. Oh, that was Young that missed it on the other end. Looks like Gunderson had about a 15-footer, and it rattled around and missed it, and then they go to March inside again. He's wide open. He's had three layups. That one he made again. He's 2-for-3 under there. So March has all the points on the Sandpoint side, and you just, you know, you don't want one of your bigger guys to catch the ball where they don't have to dribble, and they can just simply turn around and lay it in the basket. That's happened 3 times on that end of the floor, so Dillingham's called a timeout. They want to chat about that. Like I said earlier, you want to take that away if you can. Sandpoint ahead, 4-0 against the Dillingham JV boys. There's a lot of them, and I mean the JV boys. There's 12 guys.
They got quite the numbers for the JV team.
And they did last year, too. And this is what this indicates is that a lot of guys want to play basketball. And that's a sign of wanting to play for coaches and programs that are healthy. love seeing that. And there's been years in the past when we really couldn't even field the JVs, and we were having a hard time with it. Now we got numbers. All right, Saville's got it way up high. He's looking to pass it down low, can't find anybody. Finally gives it to Young. He'll bring it out almost to midcourt on the Dillingham side of the ball. They're going left to right on your radio dial. Left to right on our dial, and they make a bad entry pass again, and here comes Cumberledge. Nice pass inside to Miranda, but he shoots a nice little jumping fadeaway, and it comes up short. Dillingham's got it. Savo again, he'll point it up. He's a left-hander. Goes over to Hilden, deep in the right corner. He'll bring it back up top again. Trying to get rid of it. Can't. It's on the floor. And picked up by Wyatt Williams, and he'll give it back to Savo, and he'll throw it away underneath to Miranda again. That's Miranda's second or third steal. He's going to give it to Griffith, and he'll shoot a long three and miss it. Nice putback under there from Gunderson, but he can't get it to go either, and it bobbles out of bounds. Dillingham's going to get it. Dillingham was lucky to escape that one. It's 4-0. Not a lot of points being scored here yet. We've had a little over 4 minutes go by in the first quarter of play. Dillingham High School Gym, Raven Invite. We're having a time down here. We've got a pretty good crowd because we've got a Dillingham team on the floor. In goes Savo. This is the left-hand shot from right underneath the basket. Here's Miranda over to Cumberledge. He's up high. He's looking to go inside. Now he's going to pass it off and go inside himself. Little give and go, but he didn't get the give. All right, Miranda again's got it. He circled around up high and over to Cumberledge, and they throw it away as Zach Colby picks the pocket. Savo drives the middle off of the Colby pass, and he's fouled in the act of shooting. He'll go to the line. I think it's the first free throws for Dillingham JV. And we have 3:11 on the clock remaining. It's 8-minute quarter, so we've lost about 5 on this first quarter. Savo eyes it. The left-hander, it's a good-looking shot, rotating the way it's supposed to, but it didn't go in like he wanted it to. So Dillingham still has a couple of goose eggs on that scoreboard. They're trying to get rid of them. That one's no good. There's a lane violation. Referee on the far side. Referee Reed called it, and Saville got another one, and they made good on that one.
There we go.
So that put a 1 up on the scoreboard for Dillingham. So the score is 4-1. Here goes Cumberledge inside the march, and he'll miss a little turnaround. He got low again where you don't want him to be, but that time that he was guarded a little more. Savo traveled with the ball as he dribbled into a crowd and tried to pick it up and drug his feet. 4-1. Sandpoint is a little bit depleted.
They're a little, they're looking a little...
What we mean by that is Starnes is not dressed down, and a couple other players are not dressed down because they're just not feeling quite up to speed. Savo's stolen away and drives the full length and is fouled. He was able to get under the basket. But he was highly contested. There was a little contact. And referee Cole Schlegel was right on top of that one. Usually when you're underneath like that, they're going to call that when there's all that contact. 4-1, Sandpoint with a lead. Savo missed his first two, and now he's made his last two. If I do the math on that, he's shooting 50%. Let's see if he can improve that. He's got another one. That'll bring Dillingham within a point if he can knock this one home. Up and good. Wow, he's found the range now.
He's got it.
Like a sharpshooter. Found the bullseye.
Holding that follow-through.
4-3, yeah. Follow-through is important, right?
Every time.
Miranda over to Gunderson. Gunderson will take it and miss it from just inside the three-point line. Wow, behind the back from a Tilden. He's yo-yoing up top. Wing it across to Savo, who will drive the ball. Pass it inside. Beautiful entry pass to Young, and he lays it in. That's the deal, you know. When you hit somebody right in stride like that, man, that was a pretty pass. Pass was better than the shot. Shot was good enough. 5-4, Dillingham's actually got a lead. Cumberledge tries to back the ball down in a little bit, gets to Gunnarsson back to Cumberledge. He's guarded real closely by Colby. Not giving him much room. Gunderson's got it over to Miranda. He'll take the threes. Miss it long. Ball batted up. And then garnered by March, and he'll lay it in. You know that March, he backs in that real close to the basket. You don't want him getting the ball down low like that if you're Dillingham. That'll give Sandpoint the lead again, 6-5. Of course, you know, it's easy to referee and coach and everything when you're up here sitting with us, right? That's what I always liked about this job. There's no stress compared to coaching. Man, that was all stress. That was nothing but
coaching,
stress.
Yeah.
Savo with the ball. The left-hander drives the basket, but he's tied up. It looked like a jump ball to me, but I think they're going to say he was pushed.
As he tried was to, going he, up for the shot.
Then. Well, he was trying to.
he shut down.
Yeah, he didn't get the ball any higher in his belt line, but he was. That's what he had in mind, if I'm going to read his mind. So he's going to get an opportunity again. This is his third or fourth trip to the line, and he knocked that one home. He's got, see if I'm right here, four in a row now he's made.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah, he's got four for 6 years.
Ties the game up at half a dozen apiece with 1:24 to go.
Yesterday, Savo was at the line, too,
and he made another one. Once he gets dialed in, the guy's a machine. 6-7. Dillingham JV got the lead. Nice little give and go to Cumberledge, but Dillingham recovered quickly. Cumberledge pops out to shoot the three, in and out. Gunderson's got it. Here goes Miranda inside to Gunderson. He'll make it from about 5 feet. Nice little bank. That's what you teach. Use the glass. Use the glass. It's there for a purpose. 8-7. That was a clinic. Love seeing that. Ball on the other end. Young's going to pass it into the Coffin corner. And luckily got it back out to Larson. And out to Savo, who will take the three. He was open. And underneath the basket, Sisoff bumps Cumberledge, and he goes to the ground. It's a turnover or a foul. That's the third team foul on the guest side of the ball, which is Sandpoint. Only one on the Dillingham team. Cumberledge has got it in the middle over to Gunderson. Gunderson to Miranda. Miranda's going to drive it to the keyhole and give it to March, and he'll miss the layup. Ball in the backcourt now as it's knocked back. And it's tipped, touched by a Sandpoint. They're going to call it over and back. I'm not sure it was, but we're not going to go into that. We don't have time. 8-7. Yeah, because neither one of those guys wanted to pick it up because neither one of them could remember who touched it, right? 8-7, Sandpoint with a one-point lead. This game's been back and forth. Dillingham throws it away. Goes to Miranda. He knew how much time there was, and he took his last second shot. It was off balance, too far away. 8-7, that'll end the quarter. So, if we were to look back on that 8 minutes that went by so quickly, it was a back-and-forth game. As Sandpoint scored first, Dillingham came back. It came roaring back to a one-point lead, Kendra Kapotik. And then
not bad for first quarter.
And then it went back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, little ping-pong deal until we got to 8-7.
Mason
Sandpoint
Savo
Eagles.
There has 5 of the 7 points with just his free throws for that first quarter.
He had 5 of the 7 from the free throw line. So did Dillingham score a basket?
Josiah Young had that easy layup on the right side with 2 points
that's
there.
That's right. That really good entry pass, yeah. Who made that pass?
I think it was Tilden. I think it was Tilden, but
yeah.
I could be wrong.
Well, we want to give credit for something that was that well done.
Yeah,
okay,
and,
let's look at the other side.
Sandpoint, March down there, down low, getting those easy 2-point shots. He's got 6 points. And Gunderson has 2. And, that's just about it. March was down low, and then Gunderson had that easy bucket on the right side there, tossed it up, and it was in that bank shot. But, 8-7 for this first quarter.
Well, hi, everybody in Dillingham that's tuning in to listen to the Dillingham JV boys, and hi, everybody in Sandpoint. we hope there's some listeners over that way, and we appreciate it when you call KDLG and let them know that you're tuning in, what you like and don't like, and occasionally we hear that we're mispronouncing a name or something like that, and we try to make adjustments.
Oh, yeah, it's not easy looking at some of these names. I apologize.
Well, these aren't bad. I've seen worse. These aren't too bad. We appreciate the easier names. Cumberland just got it. Going to give it to Miranda. He'll shoot a three, and it won't go. He'll chase down his own rebound and give it back to Cumberland. We've got Christian in the ballgame right now. He's on Miranda. We've got a few subs in. Now we're rotating things around. Nice little pass into Miranda, but he bobbles it, loses the handle, chases it down, gives it to Gunderson. He's got a 10-foot baseline. It's long.
Colby with
it's pulled away
there.
By Zach Colby, the right place at the right time. Got a million kids coming in right now from the high school.
Ooh.
Long shot from Gemron.
Three almost
no
there.
Good. Everybody jostling for the ball, and Miranda will come away with it. And he's going to bring it up the center of the court over to Griffith and over to Cumberland Gunderson inside the mark. And he traveled that time. He was in position where he likes to go, had a wide open layup. At the second or third time, he's drugged that foot. He's got to take the shot from where he receives it or put one dribble down on the floor. He can't slide. He tends to slide into that shot a little bit. And he's wide open, man. The kid's got a nose to get where he needs to get, that's for sure. 8-7 right now. Stolen away by Sandpoint. They missed the layup. Christian's got the rebound. Pulls it away. He's going to bring it the other direction by himself. He looks down low. Finally gets it across court to Sage. Sage is going to put it on the ground. And he brings it outside to Gevron. He's going to take a long one. Looked good for a minute. Went long, didn't go. Gevron will shoot that.
He will. He's done it before. He's done it many times before.
He's not that far off. He's going to make one. I'm going to predict that. Cumberland takes
a
three, and it comes up short, skims across the other direction. Gunderson chases it down over to Miranda, back to Cumberland, back to Miranda, misses a three-pointer. Griffith has it. Cumberland to Miranda. Miranda inside. New player, number 42, that's a Gunderson. Ashton Gunderson misses a layup and tips it back outside to Cumberland. Good ball handling.
Ooh.
They're looking for a wide open, but Dillingham's defense is pretty tough. Finally, Miranda gets a freebie in the middle from about 8 feet straight away and as he cut to the middle, and that'll give a lead of 3 points. Believe it or not, that's the biggest lead of the game. As Sandpoint is out 10-7, Dillingham immediately calls a timeout. They might have seen something there they didn't like. But Dillingham did pretty well considering they sent in four or five subs there, Kendra. They sent in a bunch of subs, and they still held on pretty well. They just couldn't get any scores, but they played tough D.
It was cool to see Gevron go in there.
We've got a packed house.
We do. We got some kids from the school piling in here. Got the first stands pretty much full.
Yeah, we better break out the cookies and the Frito pie.
Frito pie.
Know what that is?
Yes, I do. For sure. Of course I do.
I don't know if they serve that in Sandpoint. They might be a little more health conscious. Frito pie.
Frito pie does sound good, though.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Like they say, the best condiment in the world is an appetite. If you're hungry enough, even a Twinkie would look pretty good, or maybe a Twinkie would look good anyway. I don't know how what you eat, but they used to make a Twinkie with kind of some raspberry stuff around it called a tiger tail.
Oh,
did
wow.
you ever have one of those?
No, I have not.
When I was a kid, those were edible. Haven't been for a long time, though. They probably quit making them. The government probably made them. Ball goes inside Dillingham. Savo's got it. Drags the foot. Isn't called. Joshua Young's got it. He's in the middle. He's going to point it up, and the screen is set by Savo, and now he's got the ball, and he'll take the shot. Ball hits the front rim. Savo chases it down and touches it as it goes out of bounds. So we're going back Sandpoint way. The Eagles ball, and they're in control. 3 points
for the second quarter, halfway through.
3 point lead, biggest lead of the game. Both teams kind of having a tough time scoring. Dillingham JV hanging tough.
pretty close together here yet.
Ball goes inside to Gunderson. He'll shoot and miss it as it goes long.
Right out of the rim. That's
long,
crazy.
And Savo's there for the board. Gets control of the ball after a nice little pump fake. Dishes it over to Young. Young will bring it up. 1-3-1 defense by Sandpoint. They extend it out and put pressure. Dillingham tries to go inside with it. And it goes out of bounds, but touched by a blue jersey. 10-7. We've been there for a while. 4:28 to go. Second quarter. Mike Larson, Kendrick Kapotic. This is the Raven Invite.
Second day here.
2020. Can you believe it? 2020?
That's crazy, yeah. It's like just yesterday, it seems it was like 2015.
Well,
you're
getting older now. You're getting older. You notice that yet?
A little here and there, yeah. Yes.
Ball goes out of bounds on the Sandpoint end. Gunderson tried to chase it down, and then he looked back at his teammate and said, "Who were you passing that to?" He never touched it. It went right into the Dillingham bench.
Get some points on the board here.
We're stuck. Somebody glued those numbers up. 10-7. Here we go. Noah Sage inside, but he tries to pass it back outside, and then nobody touched it. So that's a turnover. You're not keeping TOs, are you?
I'm not.
That's all right.
I didn't think about that.
No, that's all right. Can't think of everything. We're watching the game and enjoying it. We hope you are, too, those that are listening. We hope we can describe it so you can imagine it. Miranda in the middle, little eight-footer, comes up.
Tilden with a nice
to the
rebound.
Left, and Tilden was there, pulled it away, and he'll bring it up the court. He's looking for somebody to do something inside, and it's not happening right now. Sage is in there. I don't know why. He's been in there forever, but they don't call 3 seconds. I don't think they're paying attention to it. I got to quit reffing. The ref in me wants to. Shot finally taken by Young. It's no good. Christian is there. And he kind of goes up with it. Can't get the shot off, but he's kind of hammered. There was a reason for not getting the shot off. He's hammered. That's Christian Nudlash. 10-7. We're going to get off that 10-7. I'm betting you. He's got 2 shots. Oh, come on now.
Rough.
In and out and round about. Call the police. That really looked good. Okay, well, all right. He's still got another chance. I didn't lose my bet yet. 10-7 and 2-8. Yes, Dillingham pulls within 2 points now. 3:13 to go, second quarter. It's been a good game.
It has been, and I think it's pretty evenly matched. I'm excited to see how it's going to turn out.
Miranda going to give it to Griffith up to Cumberland. They're working the ball around. Guys are cutting, getting on the wing position. Cumberland will take the three. He can make that shot, but he doesn't look like he's committed to it. He shot that one long again. He doesn't look quite set.
Something else on his mind or something.
To me, he doesn't look quite set. Nudlash underneath, shot is blocked.
Nice shot.
Savo got it and put it back. Good hustle on Savo's part. That'll tie it up. We've got a tie ball game. 10-10.
2.5 minutes left.
People are on the edge of their seats. I'm telling you what, they forget the food they're holding in their hands. They're so absorbed by this ball game. 10-10, tie game. Cumberland with the ball up high.
Ooh, inside to Miranda.
Over to Miranda.
Blocked out of town
by Noah Sage. I don't even think he had to jump.
I don't think so either. He's pretty lengthy, yeah.
Well,
he's got some height.
Yeah, they're taking him out to rest after that. Cumberland with a three-pointer. This one's short again. Nudlash with the rebound.
And
here we go with Darius Tilden. He wanted to penetrate but decided twice about it. Came way outside and gave it to Savo. Savo wants to drive. He always does. Can't get it. Had two guys on him. So we're going
to
give it to Young. And he'll
get it.
He'll miss the long three-pointer, and Cumberland yanked it away and gave it to Miranda. He'll go coast-to-coast and shoot it. Nice little juke and jive move.
Nice
little coast-to-coast as he went right-hand, left-hand, right-hand, laid it in. 12-10. Sandpoint back on top. Eagles.
This is going to get exciting.
Christian Nudlash pivoting under pressure. out to Saville. Saville dump it inside to Tilden. Tilden tried to turn and shoot, couldn't. Blocked away. Here's Griffith. Gunderson, actually. Back to Gunderson. He was wide open.
Marsh down low with another 2 points.
Wisely went inside to Boston Marsh. He's only a freshman.
He's a freshman?
Yeah. That's what my thing says, my paper.
I didn't know.
Got to believe the paper. 14-10 now, biggest lead of the game. Standpoint. Oh, less than a minute to go in the first half. Dillingham fans are coming alive. Tilden with the three. Kaboom! And he knocks it home, 14-13. That was huge at this juncture. Miranda's got it high overhead.
He caught fire yesterday in his game yesterday. Darius Tilden and Mason Savo's been at the line quite a bit.
He can shoot it.
He got at the line yesterday.
Miranda misses a 10-foot shot, pull-up jumper as he drove in, and Dillingham's got it. They could go ahead with a made basket here. Tilden's got it. He's covered this time. They're not going to give him another three. We're down to 12 seconds. Tilden finally got it back. Missed the shot. In and out. Here goes Savo. He fakes. He's going to drive. Drive the middle. Shot goes to Young. Young will take a 12-footer, and it's no good. That would have given Dillingham the go-ahead. Good try. Took a good open shot. Good ball handling. We've got a close ball game here.
They both scored six in that second quarter.
Yeah. This is...
Miranda with four and Marsh down there again with two.
Well, we love seeing a close game.
Heck yeah.
Not a lot of scoring here.
There's not, but it's kind of exciting. It's just going back and forth, you know.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, you know. We don't make any judgment calls here. I don't know why there wasn't more scoring. They got a lot of shots up there. The percentages weren't great. 14-13 at half is what we have. This is our second ball game of the Raven Invite. We had a game just about an hour and a half ago, and the Sandpoint girls played the Dillingham JV girls. It was a fine game on both sides of the ball. 76-37 was the tally, but I'm not going to denigrate those JV Dillingham girls. They played great.
They did.
When you think about it, 37 points against a varsity is pretty good scoring, and they did a lot of things well. And like I say, most importantly, everybody played significant minutes. And that's what you do, whether you're behind or ahead or whatever. You put everybody in.
Yeah, and if the points are all across, you know, across the team, that just shows how they're ready to play some offense there, you know, not just relying on
I know you don't have a huge
shooters.
Bunch of numbers to crunch, but keep crunching for just a second, because I wanted to say that we've got these two Dillingham JV games that we're doing. The first one's over, and then we're halfway through this one. And then we've got a couple more games that Kendra and I are on board for. We get to do four games in a row.
We do.
Yesterday we did three.
Yesterday.
And they're just kind of letting us get momentum here.
Mm-hmm.
And today we're going to try to do four without passing out or having to go for refreshments. I think we can handle it. But the next two games are we go back to a girls' game after this, Electigic and Bristol Bay. So we've got our local Electigic team from up the road, our friends from Electigic against the Bristol Bay girls, our friends from Bristol Bay. Bristol Bay lost a game yesterday. Electigic, I think they won a game and lost a game. So that might be a pretty good game to listen to. That starts at 1 o'clock. And then right after that is the boys' game at 2:30, Electigic and Bristol Bay. And that'll be a fun game to watch also. I don't think those teams have played yet this year, and that'll be a good matchup. Bristol Bay boys had a tough one with Sandpoint yesterday. Sandpoint boys won both of their games yesterday handily. And they haven't really been pushed too much. They are in this game, but part of that is because they're playing some of the other guys right now. And their main scorer, Starnes, who scored 30-some-odd yesterday, he's a one-man wrecking crew. He's kind of saving his energy for tonight when they play the Dillingham Varsity.
Yeah.
For the big games in the evening when there's a lot of people here. 14-13 is the halftime score. What do the numbers look like?
So, yeah, they were the Dillingham JV was able to score six along with 10 points, so it was pretty. It was pretty even there.
In that quarter, both teams scored six.
Darius had a three, and Mason Sabo had a two-pointer, and Kristen Nudlash was able to make one of his free throws. And over here on the other side for the Sandpoint boys, Miranda had two-pointers there, and I remember Marge got down low again and got another two, so it's pretty even right now. The Eagles have a one-point lead here, 14-13.
Okay, so crystal ball, what do you think will happen in the second half, and what do you think anybody will do anything any different?
I don't know which team it is going to be, but I feel like one team is going to get flustered with some contact or just like a high intensity and not be able to keep up and then lose their lead. But I guess we'll have to wait and see. I mean, it's pretty even right now. I don't know. I can't see. I can't predict a whole lot, but I think
so you're
one team's going to just pull a lead and then one team's not going to be able to come back.
So overall, if I'm understanding you, you're saying that one team will win and one team won't.
Yes, I'm saying that. But I'm just saying that.
You're saying that one team might change their defense. I'm going to read between the lines there what you're saying. One team might change their defense, and it'll frustrate the other team. They'll have turnovers, and they won't score as much, and that'll allow somebody to pull away.
Yes.
That's a high probability, because a lot of times teams will go in and change their defenses at half.
Mm-hmm.
You know, on a bigger scale in college and stuff, they have teams that come out and change their defense on opposite possessions or after a free throw. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, you just constantly try to keep the other team off balance as best you can. But we'll see those adjustments. And thanks, everybody, for hanging with us. We're having a blast. Hope you're all having a good day out there, too. Hey, it's TGIF. What more could you want? You're in Alaska, the beauty of wild Alaska,
mm-hmm.
and all the opportunities here, and that sun bringing up a little warmth.
It's been quite cold the past few days.
but the trees, on the other hand, you know, I took some pictures and sent them the other day. The trees in Dillingham, it's a winter wonderland.
There's a half inch thick.
It's fantastic. Yeah. Beautiful. It's a beautiful world. 14-13.5. We'll be back with you in about 4 minutes. Thanks, everybody.
All righty. Well, we've got a little bit of a break. How about a shout-out to our underwriters?
Welcome to the Lucians East Borough, covering the cities of Accutane, Cold Bay, False Pass, King Cove, Nelson Lagoon, and Sandpoint. The warmth of its people and the natural beauty of the area makes business and leisure visitors welcome in all the communities of the borough. Wildlife viewing, hiking, tours of the harbor, sports fishing, and hunting are some of the recreational opportunities offered in the region. For more information, contact the borough at 907-383-2699 or visit their website, AleutianEast.org. KSDP is supported by the Aleutians East Borough.
Thank you, AEB, and also now, adding to our roster, KFPS, 91.9 FM in False Pass, Alaska. Dun, dun, dun. What do we got? How about this one right here? One more shout out.
Our friends at John Golden Sons True Value Hardware in King Cove encourages parents and grandparents to read to your young children. Evidence suggests that adults who engage with their children in this way are providing the path towards academic success in the future. This reminder brought to you courtesy of John Golden Sons in King Cove, where they say our area is a great place to work, live, and raise a family. By working together, we can keep it that way.
Moving on, we got a little bit of time to fill. We'll throw in Lone Star, singing about walking in Memphis.
Put on my blue suede shoes and I boarded the plane. Touched down in the land of the Delta Blues in the middle of the pouring rain. W.C. Handy, won't you look down over me? 'Cause I've got a first class ticket and I'm blue as a boy can be. Walking in Memphis, walking with my feet 10 feet off the field. Walking in Memphis, but do I really feel the way I feel? Soft clothes to velvet down Union Avenue. Followed him up to the gates of Graceland and watched him walk right through.
Taken over the play by, and she's fired up. I'll try to keep track of the book this half. Score is 14-13. Sandpoint boys
there.
Over the Dillingham JV.
Tilden at the top of the ball here. Trying to figure out where he's going to go with it. Saba gets the ball on the right side here. Back to Tilden. Still looking to score, still looking to score. Ball gets to Savo. He goes to the left corner, goes up for a shot, and it's good. 2 points for there. We got a 1 point lead here, 15-14. 7.5 minutes left in the third. It's starting up here. Let's see here. Miranda with the ball. Gets it to Cumberledge there. Not a whole lot. Oh. He's looking to score. Passes it to Miranda. Miranda brings it back to Cumberledge here. Playing back and forth here. Miranda looks to score, dishes it out. Mason gets a touch, it goes out of bounds. It'll be Eagles' ball here. Can't find a way to score here. Miranda dishes it inside of March. He goes up for the shot. No good, gets his rebound. Gets a jump ball with the Wolverines there. Ball will go to the Eagles. Miranda dishes it out to Cumberledge. Cumberledge goes up for the three. It's no good. Gunderson with a rebound. 2 points inside the paint there. 15-16. Eagles with a 1 point lead. We've got 6 minutes here. 6:38 left on the clock. Mason Savo in the corner with the ball. Chucks it across over to Tilden. That's three here on the left corner. Tilden passes it over to the Josiah Young there, and he passes it out of bounds to the touchdown standpoint. Ball goes into Mason Savo here. He's messing around at the top there. Dishes it out to a Wyatt, who's down low for 2 points. Shot's too short. Eagles get the rebound. Miranda comes down on the right side. Goes inside, dishes it to March, and he gets a shot up there, no good. Eagles get the last touch and that out of bounds. It'll go to the Wolverines here. 6 minutes left on the clock. Eagles still have a 1 point lead. Young's bringing down the ball here in the middle. Ball goes to the right side to Mason Savo. He kicks it over to Tilden. Is a little too hard on that pass. Ball goes into the bleachers there. It's going to be Eagles' ball.
I think they call that a Hail Mary.
Are we watching some football right now? Cumberledge just brings down the ball.
He just reared back and let it fly.
One-handed pass there. Eagles still have the ball at the top here. Griffith over there in the corner keeps getting the ball past him. He doesn't look like he wants to score there. Cumberledge passes down to March. He gets 2 points. No, no good. That's no good. Tilton gets the rebound there. What's his name? The new coach for the JV team. I thought I had it. I'm sorry.
Don't put me on
Michael,
the spot like
Michael
that.
Yinks. I don't know how to say his last name, but Michael Yinks calls a short timeout there. Wolverines with 15 points and the Eagles with 16.
Well, that's about where we were at halftime. Neither team has been able to come out in 2.5 minutes and really establish anything, although, you know, it's presumptive to think that they could do that. But when teams go in for halftime, they try to make these adjustments. Sometimes they come out and they work immediately. Sometimes they don't. But both teams playing good defense. Both teams having a hard time scoring the ball.
They're looking a little nervous. Yeah, they can't really find those open spots there. Should be exciting within the next few minutes, hopefully.
16-15. We've got Russell Nilsson down there with a screwdriver on a big ladder underneath the basket. He's got more courage than I do. What's he doing down there?
I think he's hanging up that Raven poster.
Okay. Take that.
Hildnuts with the ball at the top here. Dishes it in to Wyatt. Looks like he loses the ball there. Sam Point chucks the ball down to Miranda, and he gets 2 points on the board. 15-18. They got a 3-point lead. About 4:50 left on the clock here. Young brings down the ball. Dishes it to Tilden. He dishes it inside to Zach Colby. Zach Colby goes up with a shot. It's too short there. Sam Point skips the ball, and they're bringing it down here. 3-point lead. See if they can get a little higher there. Isaac Gunderson goes for a three. Doesn't go in. Wolverines get the rebound here. They're bringing down the ball again here. Seems a little quiet.
Subdued.
Young with the ball there.
The crowd is mesmerized.
Passing it to Tilden there, yeah. Mason Savo gets the ball here. Goes up for the shot. Ooh, a little too far over. Eagles get the ball, and they're bringing it down here. 15-18. Eagles still have a 3-point lead. Let's make that a 5. Miranda had an easy layup there on the right side. Nice drive. 15-20.
You see how he faked left and went right? And, boy, that was a nice little move.
Tilden with the ball, dishes it inside to Zach Colby. Loses the ball, recovers it with Young there. Mason Savo has the ball. Kicks it to Tilden there again. Ball goes out of bounds. Wyatt Williams got the last touch on that. Eagles are going to take down the ball. We got Jacinta Larson and Kristen Mudlash checking in for the game here.
20-15. This is the biggest lead of the game.
Yeah, it is.
We'd had a 4-point lead, hadn't had 5. So see if Dillingham can rally back here a little bit.
Griffith shoots the 3 and it's good.
That doesn't help.
On the left side, 15-23. They got an 8-point lead here now. 3:05 left on the clock. Wolverine clear at the top with the ball. Trying to look to see if they can pass it to. They kick it inside to Mason Savo. Nice pass. Shot's no good, though. Zach Colby goes up short again. Eagles are able to get that rebound on that last one. Cumberledge brings down the ball here. Wolverines are set and ready for some defense. Griffith is wide open, though, for another 3. Still no good. Kristen Ludlash gets the rebound. Gets it stolen. Gunderson passes it to Cumberledge. He goes up for the shot. Still no good. Dillingham with that rebound there. Passes it down to Mason Savo. He loses the ball. Eagles are bringing it down on the left side here. Cumberledge driving it down. Looks like they're getting set here. 15-23, 2:10 left on that clock in the third quarter. Eagles go up for a shot. No good there.
March wasn't as close there as he usually gets. He had about an 8-footer, and that's maybe a little further than he's comfortable.
It looks like Devin Royal there. Wolverines on the floor. Looks like we got a jump ball with Eagles there. going to stay here with the Wolverines.
Yeah, Devin Roll. That's first week. Is that the first we've seen him?
I think, yeah, for sure. Yeah. That's, I haven't seen him
He's
yet.
About the same size as March, and he looked like he shot that left-handed.
They're both inside there.
Yeah, they faked me out there. The only thing different about him is the number.
Devon Sergey's checking in there, ready to shoot that three. See if that shot's good.
There it goes.
It's a little short there. Eagles got that last touch out of bounds. He's going to stick with the Wolverines on this side for the inbound.
Give it to him again.
Yeah. 15 to 23.
He's ready. Look at him. He's ready.
Noah Sage gets the ball, dishes it out to Lawrence Wolf there. Sage gets the ball back. Lawrence looks to pass. He finds Devon. Goes out of bounds there. They lose it. Eagles are going to bring down the ball here. 15-23 still. About a minute 40 left on the clock. See what they can pull through here. The roll passes it straight to the Wolverines. Gets a turnover, and Devron brings down the ball. Shoots a three. Still short there. Still looking to shoot that.
Yeah, he likes pulling the trigger.
Definitely.
And the whole place is just on edge waiting for one of them to find the bottom of the net.
Miranda drives through on the left side, gets the ball, dishes it to Roll. He goes up for the shot, no good. Sage gets the rebound. Wolverines are bringing down the ball here on the left side. Christian Nudlash goes up for the shot, no good. Eagles are able to recover that ball and pass it down to Gunderson. Gunderson throws a behind-the-back pass to Miranda. Miranda goes up for the shot and gets a foul, so he'll be at the line.
That was a little fancy on top of
that
fancy.
Was. That behind-the-back pass had me a little confused for a second.
Sure, yeah, he knew who was behind him, and that's court awareness when you go up and you toss it behind you on a no-look pass.
Miranda's no good on that first shot.
Created a shot for his teammate, Miranda.
Mm-hmm. 15-23 still here with the Eagles have an 8-point lead. Make that a 9-point lead. Miranda made his second shot there. There's a minute left on the clock. Wolverines are bringing down the ball right now. Christian Mudlash on the left side gets it to Noah Sage. He dishes it to Devron. Devron steps out for the three. Gets blocked there. Christian Mudlash recovers. Looks like Dillingham's down low. Noah Sage is in the paint. Sand Point recovers the ball on the floor. Cumberbatch rolled around for that one. Miranda gets the ball, brings it down. He's in the center left side. Gets it to Gunderson. Gunderson gets it to Cumberledge, goes in for the drive, kicks it to Miranda. Miranda gets 2 points there in the easy paint. 15-26 here, about 20 seconds left. We got a 11-point lead here. Wolverines with the ball at the top here. Devron looks to shoot again. Almost gets it there, bounces out. Noah Sage recovers with a 2-point putback. 17-26. We got a few seconds left at the end of the third there. 17-26. Looks like the Eagles were able to put some points on the board. Wolverines weren't able to recover that well. They had a couple turnovers here and there. Those outside shots are kind of getting them, I guess, huh?
Well, we had a close game the entire first half. The lead probably exchanged hands a dozen times, and nobody was able to go out more than 3 points, and it was close at halftime. But as you predicted, at halftime, it looks like the Sandpoint Eagles have made some adjustments, and they've been able to pull up to a 9-point lead now, by far the biggest lead of the game. They got out 4 or 5, and then Dillingham didn't quite respond, and they were able to make it 9. So if we look at the reason for that, Miranda has been very effective on the offensive end. He has 7 points. And the Sandpoint Eagles scored 12 that quarter. That's their highest scoring quarter. They only
That's
got 6
bad, yeah,
in the second quarter, and they got 12 in the third. And like I say, Miranda had 7 of those. Gunderson chipped in 2, and Griffith chipped in 3 to bring a tally of 12 points. On the Dillingham side, they only made 2 baskets in that entire quarter.
That'll
and
them.
One of them was Noah Sage there at the right just before the
nice
buzzer.
Recovery with that putback.
And Mason Savo got another 2 points. Mason is the high scorer for the Dillingham JV. We're back in action now. in the fourth quarter to start the fourth quarter.
Eagles with a deep shot there, no good by Miranda. Griffith recovers and he gets the ball from Cumberledge. Short shot, no good. Wolverines get the ball, steps out of bounds. That'll be Eagles ball there.
You know, I forgot to mention turnovers. Sandpoint only had one the entire third quarter. Dillingham had six.
Not bad. Josiah Young recovers the ball and he's going to head down on his side and is able to draw a foul there.
Hardly any team fouls this half. One on each team.
That's not bad.
Yeah, they're letting them play. That's a good thing.
Tilden has the ball on the right side. He dishes it over to Young. Young dishes it inside to Noah Shade, and he loses the ball. That'll go to the Eagles.
Well, that's where those turnovers can rack up on you when you do things like that, when you don't make good passes.
Ball goes out to Gunderson. To Griffith, to Cumberledge. Miranda looks to dish it into a Gunderson for a short shot. He doesn't make that. Mason Savile's bringing down the ball on the right side. He kicks it down to Christian Nudlash. He's a little too far. That goes out of bounds. It'll go to the Eagles here. 17-26. The Eagles have a 9-point lead there with about 6:55 left on the clock. Not bad.
Yeah, not much happening yet.
On the board.
Dillingham needs to kind of cut into this just a little bit and get it down to a couple of possessions.
March picked up Miranda up top. Miranda shoots the shot, no good. Tilden gets a touch there, and he's able to get the rebound. Dishes it down inside the Griffith's hands. Griffith is able to pick that up. That's a turnover there. Eagles are bringing down the ball.
That's four already in a minute and a half.
Miranda dishes it over to Gunderson. Gunderson dishes it over to Cumberledge. Cumberledge inside to Miranda. No shot. No good. Miranda dishes it out to Cumberledge. She's able to get a foul.
Basket counts.
Basket counts, but not sure what happened there. What did the ref call? Did you see that?
Can you believe that's Edmund Cumberledge's first basket of the game? A three-pointer?
The three-pointer is his first. Oh, wow.
Yeah, there was a push underneath on a Sandpoint player.
Tilden for the three. He's a little short on that one. Sandpoint gets the rebound, and they are able to hustle back, but looks like that behind-the-back shot didn't really work for that two-pointer right there. Mason gets the ball, and he brings it down. No shot there again. Eagles are back with the ball. They're hustling down on the left side. Cumberledge goes for another three, and that's straight in. That's his second one there. He's got 6 points now. 17-32. 5:30 left on the clock.
He's shaking his head up and down like, okay, I'm feeling it now. I'll take it again next time down the court. As Cumberledge makes two in a row. That's kind of a call made here. I'm not sure what that whistle was all about. As Dillingham is going to retain.
They had to fix the net over there.
They're going to retain possession, just a referee's timeout, what they call a technical difficulties where they had the net was tangled up. 32-17, Sandpoint
just
pulling away now.
Just over to Tilden. Tilden kicks it straight into Griffith. Chase Griffith's hands there. Eagles get the ball, and they're down on their side. Gunderson on the right side kicks it over to Cumberledge. Cumberledge gets it to Miranda. Miranda drives, dishes it, goes out of bounds. Looks like March wasn't ready for that pass or something. Straight through his hands. Wolverines are going to bring down the ball. 17-32 still. 5 minutes left on this clock. Got to get some points on the board here. Wolverines haven't really been scoring this fourth quarter, have they?
Haven't yet. We still got 5 minutes to go.
Mason Savile on the right side, dishes it over.
I'm an optimist.
Sandpoint gets a touch. Wolverines recover the ball. Christian Nudlash down low gets 2 points in. 19-32 now. 4:35 left on this clock. Eagles are bringing down the ball here. Getting exciting. The crowd's picking it up. Looks like we're about to get a steal. Sandpoint rolling around with the ball here. Looks like we got a timeout here. 7-point coach is able to call a full just in time.
Well, his player was on the ground under some duress as Christian bending over him trying to get his hands on him, get a jump ball timeout call just in time by the Sandpoint coach. 4:23 in the fourth quarter. Sandpoint now with a substantial lead. They just keep stretching it out a little bit more. 32-19. The clock becomes an issue, of course, when you're looking at trying to score that many points in that short a time, right?
Especially when you have those turnovers under control, so you're able to have more chances.
Take a shot at filling up turnovers this quarter. They had six in the third quarter. You're trying to peek on the book now. What do you think?
I don't know how for the Sandpoint boys.
For our Dillingham boys.
So in the third quarter they had six, right? I think they have three or four, maybe.
Yeah, five.
Five? What about a Sandpoint?
They don't have one yet.
They don't have a single turnover.
Yeah, that one might surmise that that's maybe part of the difference between a JV and a varsity.
That makes sense.
And that you play together a little bit longer and so forth, and the way the Dillingham team is subbing in all kinds of people. They're playing hard, Dillingham is, and they're playing tough
defense.
They're
not
giving up. No,
they're
tough
defense. They're pushing through all this. Gunderson looks like he's jumping up for a shot and just kind of flew on the floor there.
Kamikaze drive.
Looks like he'll be at the line there for two shots. 19-32 is the score. Sandpoint Eagles have a 13-point lead right now.
How does he not go to the free throw line with that?
Oh, excuse me, what? He's probably on the floor or something.
Yeah, okay.
I thought he was going up for the shot there, my bad.
Yeah.
Griffith goes in for a turn shot. Looks like it doesn't go in.
March
Eagles
had a shot.
Cover the rebound, and Cumberland goes in for his third three there, and it goes straight in, 19-35. 3:52 left on the clock.
Cumberland with another home run ball. He's got three of them this quarter.
Tilden at the three shoots it a little short there.
Do you realize for Sandpoint that's all the scoring? Three Cumberland three-pointers. Sandpoint turned it over. First turnover of the quarter. We've got the Gunderson on the side. Here goes. He wants to shoot another one. Cumberledge. Oh, this
short
one.
On that one.
This one comes up short. Man, he's feeling. He wants the three ball every time down the court. I'd give it to
Getting
him.
Excited.
I'd give it to him. See how many he could make.
The side stuck on the right corner there. He's able to dish it out to Tilden at the top. Tilden's looking to pass here. Gets it back to Young. Gets it to Savo. Savo kicks it inside the Nudlash, and he goes up for 2 points again. That's 21-35 there.
That's 2:58
left on the
that's
clock.
That's twice Christian has been able to weave, kind of dribble.
I've noticed when he shoots, too, he's kind of like behind the backboard, and he's able to hop over and then shoot.
He seems confident in that movie. He catches it about 10 feet away from the basket on the baseline, and a guy will pop out on him. And then he hasn't used his dribble, and he's able to dribble drive around and get himself a layup out of it. 2:58, so let's round that up to 3 minutes left, and it's about a 14-point lead. So this one's probably in the bank. One never knows, but I'd venture that. And it's been a good showing by both teams. We want to remind everybody that Sandpoint varsity's a little bit diminished, one could say, with three of their players not feeling all that great. They're over there on the bench, still dressed in street clothes. They look pretty sedate, and I don't think it's a severe problem. And we're going to try to talk to the coach again here. I think they're just feeling a little bit poorly from a flu bug or a cold bug or something they ate. And we've all been there before, and as all we can say is we hope they get feeling better. They've got a big game tonight against
the home team,
Wolverines. 35-21, here we go, last 3 minutes.
Miranda's bringing down the ball here on the left side with a couple moves. Loses the ball out of bounds. A little too fast there. Wolverines are going to bring down the ball here. Josiah Young here, freshman, bringing down the ball on the right side. Gets a little stuck there. He's looking to dish it to someone. He finds Tilden. Tilden's at the top here. Tilden finds Young. Young drives. Dishes it to Christian Nudlash again. Nudlash getting a little stuck there. Dishes it out to Young. Young gets to Tilden. Tilden goes in for the shot. No good. Eagles get the rebound. And they're hustling down right now on the right side. Griffith, quite a ways out the line. Looks like he's going to shoot. Goes for the shot. And it's good. Cumberledge with the assist there. 21-38 with 2:05 left on the clock. 4 threes that fourth quarter there. 12 points. Mason kicks it out to Tilden. Tilden's at the top. Back to Josiah. Back to Zabo. Looks like we got a foul here on the ground.
Cole Schlegel saw some contact in there. That's still, team fouls are not an issue. And both teams are at
Wolverines here.
1-2 and 1-3, so it's not a...
Nudlis down at the bottom again with a quick jumper. That's 2 points for the Wolverines.
That's his third basket in the fourth quarter.
In the fourth quarter there. 23-38 with 1:30 left on the clock here. Cumberledge looks to dish it to Griffith. Griffith throws a weird reverse spin layup there, and he gets fouled on that.
I think we had a foul on the rebound, a little bit of pushing underneath the basket, trying to garner that missed shot. 38-23. We're down about 1 minute to go.
To Colby. Colby gets 2 points there. Nice easy layup there. 25-38 with 1 minute left here.
Boy, that was a heads up pass from Christian number four. Boy, that was perfect, right in stride.
Mason's able to get a touch there and take a steal on the pass from the Eagles. Coach Michael calls a timeout here. 25-38 with 52 left on the clock. The Eagles have a 13-point lead here.
Well, here's an interesting point that we don't see every day in a game, that Sandpoint Eagles, every single point they've made in the fourth quarter has come off of a three-pointer. They haven't shot a free throw, and they haven't made any two-pointers, and they've missed a few underneath. But they have 12 points in the fourth quarter, which is their tied for their high quarter of the game with still a minute to go, and it's all on 4 three-pointers.
Yeah, if they didn't have those threes, they'd only be up one right now.
Three of those were made by Cumberledge.
They didn't show up.
Well, you know, my dad used to give me a lot of sayings whenever I would say if something. He'd always say, well, if the dog hadn't stopped to take the leak, he'd have caught the rabbit, and so forth and so on. Mm-hmm. And he wasn't one to give me stories or anything. He'd just have a saying for everything. So my dad popped into my head when you said if. Christian takes a long three from the corner. It's a little bit long. He's feeling it, isn't he?
He was for that shot, yeah.
Yeah. He's better underneath, maybe.
I think so, with his 6 points down there. Mark goes up, gets blocked by Devon Sturdy there. Goes out of bounds. It'll be the Wolverines ball. Crowd gets a little excited there. 25-38 with 27 seconds left. Ball goes out of bounds on the Wolverines. Little bit of an ego here.
I think Jevron got a little excited. He took it away from the big guy.
He did. Look at him down there, already on defense again.
23 seconds, 38-25. Let's see if Sandpoint gig up possession. Can they score again? I think Cumberledge wants to shoot a three ball, but they're not going to let him do it.
Cumberledge dishes it into March, and March goes in for a drive and gets fouled behind. From behind, he'll have two at the line.
Okay, their high quarter has been 12. They've got 12 this quarter. We'll see if March can give them that extra little bit to have a good finish. First one is long and hard off the back of the rim. He'll have another one. We've only got 9 seconds. Well, 9.9. 10 seconds on the clock. Second one's good. Was she shooting a three ball, or was there a lane violation? Because she's going to get another one.
I think there was a lane violation with a opening player there. Second one was good. Third one's good. 25-40 with 9.9 seconds left. 15-point lead. Devron dishes it to Lawrence Wolf. He goes up for the three. A little too far. Colby gets the rebound for the last 2 points. 27-40 is the final there. Eagles were able to pull through with that win with a 3-3 from Evan Cumberledge and one from Griffith there. Both teams played great, in my opinion. It was cool to see that tag back with, you know, 1 point lead the first few quarters. This is kind of a low scoring game compared to the past few. But coming up next, we have the Lady Lakers against the Bristol Bay Lady Angels here. And that should be exciting to see.
Yeah, are you excited?
I am. I mean, it's a girls' game. It's always fun to watch those.
Sure. Yeah, we'll get some new colors and some new faces, and we get to see
the
teams and the Bristol Bay teams. And
I think
in my brain, those are local teams. We love
guys. The Lakers are gaining a couple of girls, I think. Yesterday we didn't have a couple because they were short on practices.
Okay. Well, we'll pick up some new listeners along the line, too. People in Electric will tune in, we hope. And our friends across the bay, the Bristol Bay Angels, we love those guys. I used to go over there 6-7 times a year. That was my other hometown. I love it over there. It's a neat place. And I like to go over there and fly fish in the river. And there's just a lot of neat things going on over there all the time, especially in the spring and the summer. They have that national park, and that brings in a lot of interesting things and a lot of tourists. Well, let's take a look at the end of the game. The final score, once again, was Dillingham JV 27, Sandpoint 40. I think the story of the game was exactly what you said. Your crystal ball work was pretty good because there were some adjustments made at halftime that allowed Sandpoint to start to score the ball a lot more often, and Dillingham had a moment there in the third quarter where they went about 4 or 5 minutes and didn't score, and Sandpoint got the lead, Dillingham couldn't get close again. So that's kind of what happened late in the game, because it was a back and forth kind of a deal that whole first half. Final score again, Sandpoint 40 and Dillingham JV 27. Good showing from both teams, no question about it.
For sure.
Lots of hustle on both sides of the ball. Let's take a look at some scoring. Let's take a look at Sandpoint Eagles first. And they had five people that scored in this game. Let's start with Isaac Gunderson. He scored in the first quarter and the third quarter, and he had a total of 4 points. Griffith scored all of his points in the second half. He had a three-pointer in the third and a three-pointer in the fourth for a total of six.
Not bad.
Edmund Cumberledge, interesting the way he scored. First three quarters, nada. And then all of a sudden, he makes a three, and then he comes down and makes two more for a total.
He's a player, like you said yesterday, to dish it out to someone instead of take those shots, but he took them today. You know, he has three threes, like you said.
He's very unselfish, one would say, because he's a good shooter, and he handles the ball a lot. You know, the person that handles the ball that well can shoot when they want to, as long as it doesn't upset the coach, right? But he got 9 points in the fourth quarter. He was a high scorer in the fourth quarter by a mile, and he scored almost as many points alone as the Dillingham team did in the fourth quarter. We'll look at that in a minute. Miranda played a terrific game. He was everywhere. A lot of rebounds, a lot of hustle, a lot of give and goes, and he scored a total of 11 points. He was the high scorer for the Sandpoint Eagles. And then Boston March, number 13, he scored in that first quarter 6 points. Then he got another one in the second quarter, and then at the very end he came back and made two free throws for a total of 10 points. So that brings us to a total of 40 points for Sandpoint. That's how they did it, five different guys scoring. Pretty good balance. You look at the Dillingham side of the ball. So I was going to say for Sandpoint, they scored 14 points in the fourth quarter. That was their highest quarter, their highest scoring total. And they had three turnovers. They only had one in the third quarter. They had three in the fourth quarter as things got a little bit more chaotic. Dillingham side only had two guys that two of the guys that scored in the fourth quarter. And Zach Colby had 4 points. He had a couple of two-pointers there. And then he was assisted by Christian Nudles. We talked a little bit about him on the baseline. He was really active on both ends of the floor.
Especially inside, yeah.
Yeah, really hustled. He's a big, strong guy. Got some rebounds, played tough D, and got 6 points. So he had six, and Colby had four, and that gave them a total of 10 for the quarter. So that was their highest scoring quarter, believe it or not. So they hung in there. They hung in there at the end. It was just that 4 point third quarter where they just couldn't get it going. Probably due to the intense defensive pressure from the Sandpoint Eagles varsity coming out on them, pushing them a little bit, you know, out of their comfort zone and trying to establish something like we said they could do after half. And they did it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they got that lead.
They sure did.
And so Dillingham had, Dillingham boys had, in that third quarter, they had six turnovers. And in the fourth quarter, they had six turnovers.
But
they didn't have very many until the last minute or two, and then it got a little slap happy out there.
Yeah,
a little bit of this and a little bit of that. Like they said in the Big Lebowski, what are you doing, dude? And he said, a little bit of this and a little bit of that and some what have you. So we had that at the end of the game.
I've never heard of that.
That's a beauty. I use that often. What are you doing? What are you doing, dude? Okay, so we're glad to bring you this game. There's about 14 minutes before we have the next game on tap. Kids are out warming up already. Our next game is Aleknagik Varsity, because they don't have a JV. We're going to call them the Varsity. Aleknagik Varsity versus Bristol Bay Varsity. Our friends from up the road and our friends from across the bay, and we're going to give it back to the studio, unless you have any parting words.
I'm just excited to come back.
Okay.
So talk to you in a bit. Yeah, for sure.
Okay, we're going to work on some lineups, talk to the coaches, get some info, so we can come back with some exciting stuff in about 13 minutes. Thanks, everybody, for hanging in with us. Talk to you in a bit.